Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how about sound now? Everybody getting sound now? Chat room got sound now. Hey, there he is. All right, great. Sorry about that. New headset, working out all the kinks. So do a do-over on the intro. How about that? All right, so thanks for joining the show, folks. This is Getting Lost with Draper's Barbecues, episode number 26. It wouldn't be an episode of our show without some confusion and some technical difficulties. If you're downloading this, we appreciate you checking us out via iTunes. You guys are great listeners via iTunes and the download, so we really appreciate that. You know, our live listenership goes up and down depending on the guests we've got and, you know, what we're offering for giveaways and whatnot, so we understand that's just for the game. Consistency is where it's at. We're, of course, sorry we had to miss out last week. My two kids were sick, so had to take care of them. And, you know, with all the traveling I do, when the wife finally looks at you and says, you know what, you got to handle this, you say no. not if you like living in your own house and not sleeping with the dogs, you know what I'm saying? Well, like I said, welcome to our little slice of the internet. I'm Shane Draper, Draper's Barbecue. We like to discuss barbecue-related products, companies, and get you a backstage pass to the people and places and things and, products really driving the industry in an effort to help you get your own products out there. And you know, also to let you feel a little kinship with the guys that have that entrepreneurial spirit and are out there. You know, trying to do this thing and the company, it's hard, man. It's real hard to do that. And I always want to focus on and put a spotlight on those people that are willing to do that. Being an entrepreneur is one of the hardest things I've ever done. It is not always fun by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I can't put that any more simply. I know Fred Gross just put in. He'll tell you, man, doing this thing and keeping it going for multiple years and new products and new distribution deals and new this, and it's just always something you take care of. Sales tax worries. You know, we're arguing with the state of Kentucky right now over what do we owe for sales tax. You know, it's always, always something. You know, it's just always something as an entrepreneur, and that's the stuff that, you know, people just don't understand. But it's part of the dream, right? It's part of the how you got to go through to have the dream. And, you know, you just can't have it without. For those of you guys that want to call in, the number is 347-202-0263. You can always hit us up online at www.drapersbbq.com. You can always hit us up on Twitter. We are at DrapersBBQ. You know, I do my best to respond to everyone that they hit me up via Twitter. I talked a guy through some competition chicken today on an upcoming backyarder thing he's doing. So, you know, I do what I can to help folks out. So, you know, that's how we should roll, right? Is that what they say? That's how we roll. But, you know, don't be afraid to hit us up. Don't be afraid to say hi. Don't be afraid to give us some feedback. I know Greg Rimpey was scheduled. Unfortunately, like I said, he's not going to be able to make it due to the scheduling conference. We still have Ben Wilson of Q-Bones lined up, and I'm going to jump on over with him, and we're just going to have him the whole show, and we'll talk about a little bit of everything, man. So let me hit the line real quick and see if he's there. Ben, you on, man?
What's going on, Brother Schaefer? Draper?
What's going on, Big Ben?
I don't know, man. Hard at it.
Dude, what did I tell you about 6 months ago? It's always going to get worse, my friend.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Things keep popping up.
That's right. That's what I was just saying, man. It's always something if you're an entrepreneur. Always got to take care of something. You can't get around it.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So I want to go through kind of stuff I had planned with you. Go ahead and hit some of that. And then we're going to talk Pitmaster Season 4 and just whatever comes to our mind, man. So don't be afraid to – you got a topic you want to throw out there, Ben. We'll talk about that too. Like I said, with Greg having to cancel, we'll just fill some air and hang out, man. We'll make it all casual-like.
Sounds good.
All right, so give us some background on Ben. I know your background. I know you're a chef. I know you're a highly trained individual. You're an entrepreneur on four different levels. But tell everybody else who Big Ben Wilson is.
Background, you're right. It's as a chef. Mostly my whole career has been in the culinary arts professional since a young lad in high school. You know, did the old fashioned way, worked my way up to the grinded all the way to the top guy. So that's kind of where my culinary background was, and kind of got into barbecue kind of my younger years when my mother used to take us down to the American Royal competition back when they used to feed the public too at that time. Nowadays they don't do that anymore, but that was part of the competition back in the day. But kind of did that, and then did a lot of barbecue in different restaurants and casinos that I worked in. So it's kind of my culinary background. And I dibble in real estate myself as an agent is growing, and so I have a good real estate business also.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I love about it, man. I mean, you're everywhere, I mean, as far as on the entrepreneur level, and I really appreciate that. And what's more, I know you've got even more ideas that you've not even put out there yet. So
yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. You got to in this market. I mean, if you really want to get to the next level where you want to be in life, you gotta take some chances and just go swing for the fences. Kind of go big or go home.
Well, and you and I definitely agree on that philosophy quite a bit. Now, you took an even bigger swing than I did coming out all your products kind of at once, at least on the barbecue side of the house, which is awesome. I mean, I applaud you for it. You got to believe in what you're doing to do that. But let's talk about the, you know, what was the catalyst for Q-Bones And let's kind of walk through the whole process, because, I mean, this goes back, year and a half or so, doesn't it, man? I mean, as far as the sauce, I mean, you and I have been talking about this for a while, and it's cool to see you releasing stuff now.
Yeah, we talked about it for a long time. It's something I had in my mind for quite a long time, and then it kind of made me want to go ahead and do it when I met you, actually, at Memphis in May, I think at the Tiger Lane when they had it down there.
Uh-huh.
I think that was the first year that Tucker Cooker did it. Maybe it was the second year Tucker Cooker
second,
did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the first year at Tiger Lane that won because of the, I think it was a flood. I forget what reason why they had it down there at Tiger Lane. But anyway, that's kind of after I met you and kind of stuck with me. I'd always wanted to do it, but, you know, you kind of convinced me to go ahead and take the plunge.
Don't be blaming this on me, Ben. Don't put that on me.
I call brother Shane my brother in sauce.
Yeah, you know, that's probably one of the coolest things about doing this is, you know, I don't want to say I try to inspire people, but the way I look at it, man, if I can do it, anybody can do it, and I'll help anybody, provided they'll listen. You know, I've had a couple people that have asked for help, and they just weren't having what I was saying. And not saying you got to do it my way, but I'm not going to waste my time or yours if you're going to ask for a bunch of advice and then go, no, I'm not going to do it that way. You know.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You were good about the whole thing. What I loved about your process, and I think I put that in the first review, was you asked a lot of advice, but you certainly had a path in your mind, you know what I mean, that
mm-hmm.
you wanted to follow to be true to, and you got to applaud that, you know. That's what entrepreneurism is all about.
Yeah, exactly. I do have a path. I don't know if it's right yet or not, but we're going to swing at it to see. But, you know, I took your advice and, you know, kind of put my twist on it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, for everybody that don't know, I mean, I hooked Ben up with, and I won't do it anymore because my guys are getting some packs that I can't even get my stuff used. But you know, I helped Ben. I recommended a co-packer. He did some research between three or four and settled on one. I recommended our Rub co-packer. Great company. And like I said, I appreciate you doing your due diligence, and you checked around. You checked these guys out to make sure that, you know, just because it's right for me, you don't mean it's right for Q-Bones, right?
That's right. That's true. I checked around with about four different co-packers before I settled on the one that you had recommended.
Cool. So let's talk about where the products came from, man. I mean, you have a bunch of flavors out there. I mean, what's the essence of Q-Bones? What was that spark?
The flavor of the product? The recipes of Q-Bones is kind of years of development, you know, just through trial and error in the culinary field and, you know, until I developed it to where it is today. You know, of course, with some modifications to at the co-packer to kind of take out some of the ingredients that weren't all natural or weren't gluten-free. But the essence of it was developed just kind of through my years as a chef.
So as far as a flavor profile, now you mentioned you're a KC guy, and now you're living down in Memphis. I mean, did you try to bring those two together?
Yeah, I did. I think, you know, I did, especially on the original. I tried to bring them two together, you know, because I actually grew up in Kansas City, and then I lived in Dallas for a number of years. So I got to experience that style of barbecue also. And then with moving to Memphis, kind of got the trifecta of, you know, three of the biggest barbecue markets there is out there. And I kind of took that and, you know, I think I got a very diverse palate when it comes to barbecue. And it's more of a sweet, you know, with a little bit of touch of heat on the back end on the original. The chipotle sauce is a little bit more heat, but a lot of smoky flavor from the chipotles and adobe sauce.
I'll jump in on that one. The chipotle, if you're not expecting it, that's got some zing to it, man. And
yeah.
And it builds. You know, when you get one bite of it, you're like, eh, you know, yeah, it's got heat. But the way you layered that, that chipotle never lets up.
It don't let up. No, no. I think when you want to use a term that has a hot pepper in it, I think it needs to be just that. And so that was my mindset behind it.
You know as well as I do that chipotle nowadays just means smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what people have. You know, they're using this low quality chipotle powder and this light smoky paprika-ness of it. But you don't get true chipotle, and I'm glad you brought up adobo essence. I mean, adobo to me is the ultimate kind of chipotle. I mean, being you know, I lived in Japan for a few years and went to the Philippines several times. Adobo was where it was at for me. That was my first real experience in the smoky hot flavor, the adobo.
Yeah, and that's the difference. I think that's where the flavor comes from, is that we're using four smoked jalapenos in the adobo sauce. And so it's not just some chipotle powder, which is it is in there also. But when you add in the adobo, it really takes the level up another notch.
Yeah, it really does. I haven't had the original yet. I know it's... I hesitate to comment on any of the flavors, because I've tasted all your stuff about four different times.
Yeah.
And each time Ben would kind of reformulate some stuff. He'd send me some test batches and say, what do you think? Or he'd catch me at a competition and say, taste this. And, you know, and I gave my honest feedback. You know, I'm glad you took some of it. I'm glad you ignored some of it. You know? But it's a very unique, high quality set of products. I mean, I'll definitely give you that. Your chef-isms really come out in the ingredients chosen and the way those flavors are so up front.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the mustard is really unique. I think it's a little different than, you know, what you'll find on your traditional mustard barbecue sauce. You see a lot of stuff out there like your Calcimmon's Gold and all the stuff where you think mustard barbecue sauces is that strong yellow looking mustard type sauce, which when you look at my mustard sauce, you would never really think it's a mustard sauce, but it is because it's dark.
Right.
And that's because the mustard is in the background note, and then you have all these other flavors that are kind of up front and at you, but there's no ketchup in it. It's a straight mustard sauce.
Well, now for your mustard, not to give away any secrets, Ben, did you go more of a Dijon or, you know,
no,
different
no
type
Dijon.
Of mustard? Or?
No Dijon. There's only really mustard powder and your regular yellow mustard in it. None of the crazy mustards. And, you know, of course, you can see one mustard. The mustard, whole mustard seeds are in there, which you can see by when you pour the sauce. That's obvious.
Right, yeah. I mean, I remember tasting one or two iterations of it, but I haven't had the final product. And I'm a big fan of a really good mustard sauce, because I think there's so many people who don't do it correctly. You get one or two things. You get a ketchup-based sauce that has some mustard in it.
Exactly.
You get French's yellow mustard with some heat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are very few companies that I've found are blending that in a way that it's its own new product. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wanted something that was unique, different, that, you know, you're not going to find every run-of-the-mill barbecue sauce. And so my mustard, I really like the mustard more than any sauce that I have. You know, I tend to gravitate towards it a lot.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I had to pick a category of sauce and only use that category for here, you know, here on out, mustard would be it for me. Because to me, it's the most versatile. It's got enough tang that I can put it on pork. You can find mustard sauce with enough heat to complement anything you want. It's also a mild palate cleanser because the astringency of the mustard, you know, and I love it. Mustard sauces are one of the most underrated and underdeveloped portions of a barbecue right now.
Yeah, it's true.
So let's talk about, kind of walk us, Ben, through process, man. I mean, you had this idea, you talked about it a little bit. You went hard at it in the kitchen. I mean, you went through, I don't know, probably 20, 30 iterations of each sauce and rub.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you found co-packers. Walk us through that timeline. How long did it take? What did you spend? And what did you learn through all that?
Of course, there was a lot of time. I had the basic recipe of what I've been cooking for years. I had that, the original. What I've been putting out in kitchens and stuff like that. But when you're working in casinos and things of that nature, there's a few ingredients in there that you can't afford to put into it when you're talking about selling it in a retail environment because it's cost prohibitive. Things like Jack Daniels and casinos, when money's not an option, you put the top shelf stuff in there. So,
right.
I had to pull a lot of those type things out of it and, just reformulate it for a retail environment. And then once the packer got it, they had different ingredients than what I had. So we had to make sure the flavor profiles meet what I was looking for. So that was quite a bit of process from that standpoint. Then from the development of the brand itself, man, that's a whole nother deal.
creating a new person.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like building a person,
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I should show you some of the first versions of what it was, and you would say, wow. But there was a number of logos, which are expensive when you talk about graphic designers and, so there was a lot of work that went into the logos and website design and marketing pieces. And, I probably went through a couple different designers in order to get to where I'm at. But I'm pretty satisfied where I'm at right now. And there's still things I want to change. But you can't.
That will never end, man. That will never end.
I know it. So, it was a pretty lengthy process. Then there's also the label development, which was a big deal, trying to find the right label printer. How many do you print? Do you print 1,000? Do you print 10,000? Then I'm dealing with 4 different labels, so, that can become a huge expense. What else we got there? Then there's the whole barcode issue.
We've had a conversation about that too.
Yeah. Do you go through a internet broker or some local broker to give you a barcode because the co-packer doesn't do it for you, or do you pay $800 to the Universal Barcode Association and get the real deal? So, that was a deciding point of the whole deal also.
Yeah. Let's bounce back a little bit to name because, I like to pat myself on the back whenever possible. So let's remember that story, you and I were chatting, online, we're bouncing
things
back and forth, boom. There it was. I can remember some of the other ones we came, that you pitched and I pitched. And
yeah.
I think T-Bones was one we matched together.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was one that we kind of matched together. Q had a little history with me, and so I think we were something about Bones, and I couldn't remember what it was. It was another name, and I kind of said Q Bones, and you kind of threw out some taglines with Q Bones, and kind of stuck with me. And we kind of left it at that, and I slept on it. And a couple of days later, it said, "That's it. That's gonna be the one."
Yeah, and I like. I mean, what you want with your logo and who you're working for, your graphic designer. I mean, I know they're not cheap, man. I can tell by the work they're putting out and how much the volume they're putting out. But I mean, your website looks great. The logo looks great. The label looks great. I mean, you have a ready to go full brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's still things. I mean, I had graphic designer today creating things for a show that I'm doing here locally. That there's always things for them to do. I think you just got, unless you know how to do it, you got to have one in your hip pocket.
Yeah. Well, and one that works and that does good work and hits a deadline. And that that's the piece that most people fail at. They either know someone who's good, but he's expensive, or they got a buddy who will do it cheaply, but that fool ain't ever going to hit the deadline you need.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to learn to do it yourself. And, you know, on my side of the house, I'm poor. I'm Chef Ben, you know what I mean? So I do all of our graphic stuff, you know, 99% of it anyway. And I wish I could do some stuff that your guys doing. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, trust me, I'm poor too, but I had no choice. Poor Ben don't know how to do any graphic design. I can hook you up a mean meal, but I couldn't do no graphic design.
So you trade filet mignon for some graphics?
Yeah, I'll trade that. Gourmet meals, filet, whatever you're looking for, and trade for graphic designs. I need to put that out there.
There you go.
I need to ask my graphic design lady that. Maybe I'll shoot her email on this next invoice she's going to send me and tell me, how about I just cook you dinner?
I tell you what, I would have bet $100 that was the dude, just the character and some of the things that went on in it. That I would never have guessed that was the one who did that. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, so local firm doing it, or someone they knew?
Right now, it's a local person that's doing all of it. In the beginning, it was another guy who was out of state. But I finally found somebody local that can do it, and she's very, very good, and she's not raking me on price either. She does it as a freelance deal. She has a full-time job, so she's not charging me $50 an hour like some other graphic designers do.
Yeah, and I've heard $50 an hour is cheap in no shop you're in. So
exactly, yeah. Some of them, I've got some prices and quotes, and some of them are $100 an hour. I'm like, man, what are you doing?
Yeah,
maybe I picked the wrong field. I don't know.
Well, that's the problem. It's the reworks, and that's why I do a lot of mine myself. Because great example, the guy who just did our jerseys, he's a talented artist. You know, and did these full custom motocross style jerseys where literally the whole front back is die-sumated, and they print the front, they print the back, and then they hand sew them together so it all matches up perfect.
Wow.
And I felt bad for the guy because he had sent me something. He was all excited. I'm like, this needs to go up a little bit. You need to tilt this to do this. And then he's like, dang, you really are. You're like, you have that eye for things. I'm like, nah, I told you from the beginning, I'll pay whatever price you want, but I am picky.
Yeah, I am too.
Right. You know, it's got to be right.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So let's talk about, so you got your first shipment, you got all four products in-house, mm-hmm. you got your website up, you're taking orders, You're probably at this point shipping stuff out to bloggers for review. I mean,
exactly.
What's been now to get the word out about Cubones, other than being on this this radio show, of course? But
well, I got a few local vending things I'm gonna do with selling it at a big fair here in Memphis for the next 2 weeks called the Delta Fest. We have about 300,000 people go through it over the course of two weekends and then during the week, and so.
My aunt is down there vending that right now. Or
oh, really?
Be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got a booth there, and I'll do that for the next couple of weeks. So that's what I've been running around today. You know, there's health permits and all that kind of stuff, and just stuff you need when you're first getting started with this thing of setting up a 10x10 trade show booth.
Table covers. You know, what I hated is, you know, every time we go to a new state, there were slightly different regulations. Like, you know, the spigot on your water to wash stuff had to be free flow. You know, you had to be able to put the switch and let it flow. Some states, you just had to have water. You know, it didn't necessarily have to be free flow. And, man, every time we went somewhere, it was always something, you know.
Yeah, and this is my first time, so it's going to be an experience for me. So we'll see how this goes, and I did want to go to Danville in a couple of weeks, I think it is, but this show was going to be just ending when that was starting, so
well,
I couldn't do both of them.
Never, ever, ever pass up the show in your backyard, ever.
Yeah.
And even though you may make less money there, you don't have gas, you don't have hotel, mm-hmm. don't have travel just in general. And you've got to be a star in your backyard. And it's one of the things that we really failed at. Western Kentucky being small, I just said, I ain't worried about selling here, really.
Yeah.
I need to be a national brand or a brand up in St. Louis or Memphis or Houston or whatever, because I would rather have five stores there than five stores in Western Kentucky.
Exactly.
And now we're starting to see that we need to conquer our own backyard, and we've kind of shifted a little bit of focus to that. And it's funny because, I mean, my little local Paducah Life magazine, you know, Paducah's a tiny town, called us up, and they're like, who the hell are you? Heard about you on this from this national magazine. You know, and you're like, well, we've been doing this for a couple of years. Like, well, why don't we know about you? Because I don't talk about it here. I like being kind of, you know, anonymous in my backyard.
Yeah, I got you.
But,
yeah.
You know, you got to do it. You got to be everywhere.
Yeah, and so that's why I decided to do this show is for some of those same reasons you kind of described there. I thought it was important that I, you know, kind of make myself known here, because that's going to be some of the first places that I try to get placement in stores are local here, and, you know, some of the Whole Foods and Fresh Markets and some of the local smaller gourmet stores. And so I thought it was important that I make a presence here.
Well, you're going to find the value of the handshake deal quickly. Your branding is so strong, I think you're going to get invited into a lot of stores quickly. But you'll get shut out some smaller stores because they're going to assume you're a bigger brand.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to prove to them you're just one guy, one small company, for them to take you. And it's weird because there really seems to be a division. Mom-and-pop stores want their mom-and-pop brands, and big stores want the big brands, and they don't necessarily like to bleed over too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, you look like a Whole Foods brand already, and I know that was part of your strategy.
Yeah, that was part of it. That was definitely part of my marketing strategy.
It's a smart one. I mean, it's a real smart one, especially if you can get picked up.
Yeah, I wasn't really concerned. I don't really care about Walmarts and things of that nature. Part of my marketing strategy was to go after the Whole Foods, the Fresh Market, and some of these local, smaller gourmet stores is what I was really after.
Right. Yeah, and it makes sense. It makes sense. So we talked about you spending some stuff to bloggers. So you want to name drop a little bit? Any reviews we should be looking for?
Just right now, Hot Sauce Daily. I gotta hit Big Wiener up. I sent a correspondence. I got the information from Barbecue Sauce Reviews, and I just gotta start sending some out on a regular basis. I really haven't sent no more out lately because this show has kind of got my attention and trying to get it ready. So,
gotcha. Yeah, that's just part of it, man. Our first year, all we did was ship free samples out to all these bloggers, and it really hurt us. I mean, as far as money, but I mean, you got to do it.
Yeah, you're right. You got to do it. So,
let me see here. Someone from Middle Tennessee called in. They're listening. Let's see if they wanted to jump in here.
All right.
Crossville, Lawrenceburg area. Let me see. I'll keep you on, though. I didn't know it was Greg trying to jump in. I definitely want to dedicate, like I said, this segment mostly to you because, I mean, like I said, getting the brand out there is crucial.
Yeah.
So let's talk about now you're taking orders on the site. Have you come against that terrible, terrible four-letter word, and it's four letters known as shipping.
Have I dealt with shipping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've dealt with it. You know, I went through FedEx to do my shipping since they were local here, and I kind of learned a little bit about their processes and a product that they call, I don't know if you use it or not, called FedEx Smart Post. And so that's a little bit cheaper. They don't charge you as many surcharges as just regular ground. So that's what I'm using right now for shipping. It's pretty easy. I just package it up and drop it off.
Hmm. Now, we haven't done any of the Smart Post stuff. We need to. They did call us about that, but my understanding with Smart Post was it's FedEx to a certain point and then it goes back to UPS. Is that correct?
FedEx to a certain point, then it goes to the local post office.
Right. And
it might take a day or two longer, but it's a lot cheaper than just FedEx Ground.
Gotcha. And with you already being in a plastic bottle, you don't have the headaches that we did for our first year and a half, 2 years.
No. No.
Broken bottles suck, man. There's just no way around that. It's just terrible.
Yeah, so I was lucky that when I started this, the packer was just going into that bottle.
Yeah. I remember you bringing me that bottle, too, because I first looked at it, I'm like, I don't know about the bottle. It's all right, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I felt the weight, and I'm like, wait a minute, it'll save me 9 ounces per bottle?
Yeah.
So I don't, that bottle could have been shaped like a penis, and I would have put the sauce in it. That's terrible, but half a pound a bottle, yeah, that equals money.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it really does. It's I hope you haven't had any problems with that bottle and shipping, have you?
No.
Cool.
Single problem. One of the tests I did with that bottle, they shipped me, filled it up with water,
mm-hmm.
and put the lid on it. I did it outside, and I spiked it as hard as I could on the ground.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it didn't burst. So I was like, you know what? The post office man can't much worse than that. So.
Yeah. And, you know, actually, I've been starting to see that bottle in a couple other brands here at some local stores.
Yeah. It's a pop. Well, here's what you're going to see, and you're going to experience it because of the co-packer. You'll quickly realize just how many brands they take care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot that you wouldn't think that are bottled on the same line as you, but they sure are. And we're not talking about small brands. We're talking big-time brands.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it tough to get scheduled sometimes with them, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And actually, I think I'm going to have to do another order here next week, and I'm kind of debating when I want to order it.
Well, this time of year won't be so bad, but dude, between March and August,
mm-hmm.
it's a tough time. It's hard to get sauce out of there. I mean, it could be 6 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah, that makes you rethink a few things, unfortunately. It used to be a month, and I could handle a month, but 6 weeks is it hurt a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that makes me think, because I actually been thinking about that over the last few days, because I got this 2-week show and it's a big weekend. You know, I don't know how much I'm going to sell. So do I wait till, because I know I'm going to need some more, but do I wait till a week into the show or do I order it now? It's a hard call.
Well, the thing is, would you get it before the show was up, you know?
No, I wouldn't get it before the show was up.
You know, so as long as you have a few case cushion, it's not too bad. But what burns us is I can predict what we're going to do for our internet sales.
Mm.
But I can't predict a store calling up saying I need 10 cases.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff we're not up to par on guessing that stuff. You know, we just got a handle on everything else. But, you get the store in, or three stores saying 4 cases of pizza, well, boom, there's 12 cases, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot. You're a small guy.
Well, exactly. Especially when you're only ordering 100 gallons a time or 150 or whatever. We just now went to, we will not order anything less than a 100-gallon batch, because we just it's not worth our time to order smaller.
Yeah.
So, well, man, there's – I know we've talked about it in person a few times, but trying to think of some things that they kind of give you advice on now that you, you know, you got the sauce and now you got to get out there, right? Now you got to hustle it, you know? And I think if you're going about it the right way, that in your local market right there, that big one. I mean, Memphis being in a doorstep, that's a real big one.
Yeah, yeah. And so hopefully that'll work. And I have my brother who's in Kansas City. He's going to help me with some knocking on some doors and some stores down there to hopefully get in some places down there.
Yeah, yeah, that's big, dude. You got like the perfect hookup. You really do.
Yeah. And my sister's in Dallas too, so we'll see. She said she's gonna help, but we'll see.
Yeah, I need to be working through you.
I need somebody in every little market. Kansas City, Dallas, St. Louis. I haven't forgot about your guy in St. Louis. I gotta call him.
No, Don's great. I definitely recommend him. He's a hustler. I feel bad because we kind of had to put the brakes on everything to him for a little bit because, you know, next week we got Danville. We'll sort of just all our costs. In fact, I'm saving just a couple cases to take with me to Houston, just give away, you know, to some of the distributors that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't have enough sauce to do everything we've got for the next 3 weeks. You know, nor rub for that matter. You know.
Really?
Yeah, well, it is what it is. I mean, we got 3 straight weeks to travel. There's only so much capital, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You order more sauce or you stay home, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of got to make a decision.
Just part of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That is ultimately what this business is all about, man, is that there's no perfect answers. You could have 10 credit cards and you'll run them all up chasing everything. So you just know or, you know, yourself occasionally on a few things just to, you know, just to stay afloat.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha.
So you got the Cubones attire. I saw the shirt and stuff. Those look good, man.
Yeah. Got some of those on order. Should have them this week. I'm excited to see them.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
If you're set up for show, what's your layout for your 10x10?
10x10, I got a 6-foot table that's 36 inches high off the ground. One of those adjustable height tables. And what I did was I got a banner that's going to go around that hooks to Velcro, kind of like a table skirting.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got some graphics and stuff. It's 4-color right on the front of that table to give that a branded look. And then on the back wall, they have pipe and draping. And I've got a 4-foot by 10-foot banner across the back wall. And, you know, just some placemats, some tasting spoons, and, you know, some signs with special pricing for the show and that kind of stuff.
I'm going to tell you what you need for a show that you'll never think of, and it's cough drops. You'll get so tired of talking, man. So tired of talking.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I mean, for the Royal, I mean, you saw us there. I mean, Mike and I stood 14 hours a day, talked 10,000 people a day, you know. I mean,
I was thinking about getting me one of those bistro table chairs, kind of. I don't know, but I thought about this. I'm going to get tired of standing and don't want to be completely sitting down low to the ground. I said, what about some of these bistro tables, chairs?
Yeah. You either got to go with lower tables or a tall chair. I mean, and it will never fail. You look around and you're like, oh, it's dead right now. I'm going to sit down for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody come up to that table every time.
Just waiting for it to clear out just to come up there.
Too much, man. And especially you got samples up there. And the funny about me giving samples, it never fails. There's one people that thinks it's a buffet,
mm-hmm.
and it's not sampling. and you know, you put all the effort into, you know, putting.
Tell them about it.
And you're telling them about it. You're putting toothpick and cheese or chicken or whatever, so they sample it. And man, they're just eating it. Just handfuls.
And it comes like, well, you want a bottle? No, I just want to eat.
Yeah. No, I get it later. That's my favorite wheel. I get it later.
Yeah, I get it later. I'm gonna get it on my way out.
Yeah. I don't want to carry that. That's heavy.
Too heavy.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it, messing with the public doing that stuff, man, is it's rewarding, but it sure is frustrating too.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I'm not. Danville coming up. I mean, I'm taking my dad and Mike's going with me. We're going to be so just undermanned, it's ridiculous, because it took two of us all we could do to keep up last year in Danville. And now my dumb self volunteered to take Ray Lampy's place and do all the demos to the public, you know, teach them how to cook on top of everything else we do. And I need someone running a pit, basically getting food off the pit to give out as samples to the demo people while we're selling sauce, while we're selling rub, while we're answering questions, while we're talking. It's just, it was crazy.
So part of the demo is once you get through demoing it, you're going to sample what you just demoed?
Yeah. You know,
wow.
We're the first day we're doing all four KCBS categories. You know, the idea of the demos is, let me dumb down competition barbecue into a 30-minute, you know, course per category, and then let you taste what competition barbecue tastes like, and I'm going to give you the recipes, the exact timeline, and the process to recreate that on your home pit.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to videotape it? You ought to put that on your website as a blog post.
Well, I don't know if I'll release it, but we are going to tape it.
Okay.
The reason why I'm not going to release it, that's actually, we're doing some stuff with, as part of our deal with Green Mountain Grills, that it may work out that we try to develop an actual class for Draper's Barbecue using the GMBs.
Got you.
And I don't want all that info, you know, readily available on the website just yet. I want to do this as a test run. Refine it some more. We also have applied what we call our salt, smoke, meat philosophy.
Yeah, I've been noticing you keep saying that lately.
Yeah, we're trying to brand some stuff. We're trying to Q-bones this.
But the
idea is that, you know, what are the three fundamental things of barbecue? You got to have some sort of salt or seasoning. You got to have smoke, and you got to have the meat. So basically, the salt category is any flavor you add to the meat anyway, whether that's injection, brining, marinating, rubs, you know. So you kind of put all that in one on that side of the triangle. Then the smoke is the cooking process. You know, basically, it's your time, your temp, what kind of smoke you're throwing on it, when it's getting smoked, when you wrap it, all that stuff. We kind of put that all in smoke. And then the meat is all about the prep of the meat itself, trimming, you know, where you place it on the pit, how, you know, stuff like that. So you kind of get people thinking in those categories or those three things. And if you do that, you can understand how to cook anything.
Gotcha.
So we'll give it a run and see if it works. It's all a hypothesis at this point.
It sounds good, though, man. It really does. Sounds like it has legs.
Well, it at least sounds that way. We'll see. It will not be the first harebrained idea that I've had that did not make final cut. So
that's all right. You keep swinging.
Well, and that's just it, right? It's part of that inventor and entrepreneurial mind. I mean, you know as well as I do. I mean, you have probably 50 ideas a day, and you think, man, if I just had time to put those things in action.
Yeah, it's kind of like marketing. I mean, it's, you know, I send out a lot of direct mail pieces in my real estate side of the business, and, you know, you might send out 2,000 pieces of mail, but you only need a couple hits. So
that's right.
You just gotta put it out there.
Yeah, I'm answering some questions here in the chat real quick. You've got several pits now, Ben. I mean, you got the little Acorn. I know you got a Tucker. What else you got, man?
A big Weber kettle, and I'm looking at another one. Don't tell my wife, even though she's standing nearby me, but I want another one. I really,
Green,
I, huh?
Hey, I would recommend someone that you know that happens to sell Green Mountain Grills.
Just we had that conversation. And I've never cooked on a pellet cooker. I've never cooked on one. So that and they're reasonable. I will say that about those pellet cookers that you represent. They seem to be really reasonable, and the reviews I've read and the comments about them have been pretty positive.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good solid company. I'm really really pleased with them in general. I can't say anything bad about those guys. I mean, it's a good product. It's priced really where it needs to be. It's got good quality. It turns out good product. And it's easy to use. And if you can get all those things together, you've got a good hit. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got that, and I've got the Tucker, of course, the offset cooker there, which I love. I tend to gravitate towards my my little what do you call the little
acorn?
Acorn grill. Just because it's easy when I just need to grill a steak or something easy, I can light some lump charcoal, walk away for 15 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever, and come back and it's hot, and you know I can do what I need to do. So I really like that about that little cooker. But you know, I really want a larger, I would say a commercial cooker, like an Old Hickory. CTO or one of these new ones they're coming out with that I keep seeing, one of these double mailboxes, what Brad calls them. Double mailbox.
Yeah, I mean, we got a CTO, and I love things commercial cooking, but I will get double CTO in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so I kind of got my eyes on the double more so now because I've seen it a few more times through looking through pictures on Facebook, and it really looks cool. I've seen Mike Mills had a whole hog on one. Down at the Big Apple Block Party, I think it was. So
yeah.
I didn't realize a hog could fit on one of those, but I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, not a huge hog, don't get me wrong, but you realize, I mean, those racks are, like, what, 3 feet wide on a regular CTO?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's 6 feet wide on a double.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 6 foot long hog, I mean, that's, you can fit in there.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of what I want. We'll see what happens.
I got to get that approved by the finance committee.
Yeah, I got to work on the finance committee.
I work on that as well. I have to work on that as well. Ain't no shame in that, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, work on the finance committee.
Let me, I'm going to do this read for Meat Rakes real quick. Actually,
sounds
let me do Mojo Rick, since I know Fred's on here and he can toss in anything. And he'll be complaining. He's complaining already because I'm cooking with pellets now. And, you know, I ain't cooking with Mojo Rick's on lately. But, you know, you got to go use pay bills right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It ain't personal, Fred. I love Mojo Rick. Still use them. Anytime I fry up that egg or the Tucker, the CTO, Mojo Bricks goes in there for sure.
I got some out in the garage right now.
Yeah, they're awesome. But hey, for you guys that don't know what we're talking about, check them, mojobricks.com. Basically, a giant pellet, if you guys are for your pellets. It's dense wood. They use nothing but pressure to hold, you know, this high-grade wood chains and sawdust together. What I love about them, it's just perfect metered smoke. I get the same amount of smoke every time I use them. They got great flavors. I know coming out a bunch of new flavors. You know, I'm a big fan of cherry. Personally, the cherry and the hickory to me are where it's at, especially if you mix them together. But I love the cherry. But they got hickory, maple, cherry, oak. They got some crazy competition blends coming out. But check out MotorBricks.com. Fred Woman mentioned that with coupon code USA all caps, you can get all five of the new mini cubes to your home free, and you can just 20% off the order. You can just select local delivery when ordering and apply the coupon. Fred says he'll pack a 1 pound bag of mini cubes of each species, including our award winning cherry, maple, red oak, and hickory, and competition blend. But hey, the deal ends Friday, so don't be sleeping. You got to get on this. Don't be crying come Saturday. Hitting up Fred, I heard about that coupon code. Don't work no more. People do that to me all the time. They're limited time for a reason. Fred's taking it in shorts, giving you this deal, so you got to get on it. You can't expect them to leave it out there forever. So get it while it's good. And Fred's about a 2-pound bag here, and they use this gasoline to hold them together. That's it. Mojo bricks are held together by lighter fluid. That is not true. Don't believe you, Fred. They are not. But they're a great product. And if you've not tried them out, if you got a stick burner, burn charcoal. If you burn pellets, you can put the mini cubes right near your fire pot on that pellet cooker and get even more smoke. They're great. They're versatile. I used them on a gas on vacation just so I could smell that cherry smoke when I was grilling my burger on this incredibly craptastic little gas grill that burnt every damn thing I put on it. But they're great. You need to check them out. MojoBricks.com. And you know what? While you're at it, if you want to prank call Fred, I got his phone number here. Feel free to email me. I'll give it to you. He'd love to hear from you. You can also email him info@firewoodbricks.com. So check him out. MojoBricks.com. All right, big man. Let's get back at it, man. You're a pit master, man. You look on a little bit of everything. You got the skills. What about this Master Season 4? When are we going to see a Cubones team on there?
I don't know. It would be kind of cool to do. I don't know. I never even thought about internet. I guess I've been so wrapped up in getting this sauce and rub out of it. It didn't cross my mind until you said that.
Well, we got goaded into it. We got a call. We were shooting that promo video for Danville for Brad Simmons, and I got a call from a couple blogger buddies that said, hey, Pitmasters was kind of lurking around asking for teams that we'd recommend, and we recommended you. And so in the middle of the production of that video, I asked my buddy Mike, I was like, hey, throw on the very end of the video something, you know, kind of smart-ass to Pitmasters about, hey, we accept if offering and let's do lunch or something like that. He did. Well, it wasn't just a few minutes later that we posted that video. Someone forwarded it to him and casting emails us and was like, hey, that's a cool video, but we need to see you and whoever you're cooking with together in another video, and we'll take it as your submission.
So cool.
Well, I guess we got to submit something now.
Yeah, wish you luck. That's cool. It'll be a lot of great exposure for you.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I know from talking to Hank, from Compassion Crew. I mean, I know his sales went way up. And younger, I'd love to be, you know, the Pit Master of Western Kentucky. I mean, I'm not going to disparage that. I mean, I hate, though, that they're doing it by regions.
Yeah, they're only asking for certain regions. They're not asking for the whole country.
Yeah, and then I can't confirm it, but I'm pretty sure that there's not going to be a finale. It's only going to be, if you win that episode, boom, you're the pit master of whatever state or whatever style, and that's it.
What do they do, split the prize money up or something?
I presume there's some money, but I doubt very much because they're doing, you know, five different shows or whatever.
I got you.
So I don't want pit master experience. I want to go win the whole thing, but I almost don't want to be a part of this season. I hate to say that, and I don't want to sound stuck in any way, but when I think of pit masters, I want the full experience. I want to go through a couple rounds. I want to face some heavy hitters from all over. You know what I mean?
You want that chop type experience.
Yeah.
Chop masters, you know, where you gotta win your chop thing and go through a couple rounds.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's partly it. And like I said, that's nothing against the, you know, way they're doing it now. My understanding, or what I'm guessing, is from here on out, it may well be this way, and what they're going to do is, you know, next season, they're going to pick five other states, you know, and do it again. So, you know, their hope is to eventually get the states. I mean, I don't know, but
To have more episodes to, I guess, air it more? I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to do it nearly year-round if the money keeps being there. But my understanding is on the Destination Channel, or whatever, Destination America, that was the highest rated series of anything they carry was this last season. So, yeah, so I think they're going to keep it around for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was pretty good this year. I kind of watched every one of them.
I did too, but that makes me want all of them to be more like this season. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So, I don't know. Like I said, if we get it, I certainly would not turn it down. I'd have to come up with an awfully good excuse. But, you know.
Scared of the camera?
Oh, dude, you know, I ain't scared of the camera. I mean, I got a tattoo that says, you know, we'll barbecue for airtime. I mean, the last thing I am is afraid to step on a stage. I mean,
there you go.
You see me at Memphis, I don't shut up the whole time we're there.
No, you're a talker, that's for sure.
You know, I'm unfortunately blessed with too much ego and not enough sense, but...
Yeah, I have to force myself sometimes. I'm not that big of a crowd talker, so I have to force myself to do things like that.
What I find is I have to amp myself up for it, and it takes a lot out of me. Like, at the end of that day, I am absolutely nuked. You know what I mean? I'm just exhausted from kind of – I feel like the camera's on all day when I'm at Memphis, you know? And I crash so hard at the end of that day. By day two or three in Memphis, I look like hell because, I mean, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, Memphis is where you're at.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was a good time, though, down there.
We'll see if – I see Wayne just come in the chat. See if we get him here. Hey, Wayne Brown, call in a little bit, man. Let's talk a little Pitmasters. We'll throw out some rumors and some gossip and a bunch of things that ain't true and try to, you know, spread that around to screw everybody up, I guess. But my understanding is, like I said, they did extend the casting for, I believe it was Missouri, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
Okay.
Kentucky got extended out to September 4th, of course. And this includes our video, folks, so don't give me hate mail about me being myself. I didn't see really any Kentucky videos. I was just like, holy cow, that thing's amazing. They were all pretty average. Now, I've seen some good videos for this season, but I have to be honest, I don't think the talent or the draw is there from these big-level teams that there has been in previous years. So it makes me a little... makes me a little cautious, you know.
Wait, why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's the regional thing. I think some people got upset because they said, well, why are you, you're not allowing, for example, I don't know, Mississippi. Mississippi's not on that list right now.
Yeah, some of the best cooks down in Mississippi.
Shoot, yeah. Hang on, let me see if this is Wayne. Let me get him in. Wayne, is that you, man?
Yep.
Hey, all right, and is your wife going to tell you, or your dog going to bark or anything? Oh, there she is.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if my dog's going to bark, my wife's going to bark, or I don't know.
All right, so you caught what we were talking about as far as, Pitmasters and whatnot. you're kind of the ground truth, as we used to call it in the military. Spill the beans, man. What do you know?
Honestly, I really don't, I know they're still looking for people in the Carolinas, Kentucky, and, Missouri.
Missouri should be easy with all those good Kansas City cooks.
I know, they actually, extended the deadline through, tomorrow. And then, North Carolina has been extended through September 2nd, and I believe Kentucky's been extended through September 4th.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah, I think the problem is it goes back to the regional thing. What we cook here in Western Kentucky really is more Memphis barbecue mixed with North Carolina than it is Kentucky barbecue. I mean, I don't think it needs to be its own region because other than mutton, we got nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're trying to, you know, capitalize more on, I don't know, I want to say maybe a... historical view of barbecue, not necessarily a competition-centric view, but just try to highlight more of the regional styles. But I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with. And you know, they're looking for people in the Carolinas. you know, not only, you know, competition teams, but restaurateurs and, you know, and as I saw earlier, you know, now they're looking for female pitmasters in those states as well. I mean, they're obviously hurt.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. And if you guys spent a half hour on YouTube, I mean, go check out some of the videos. I think of the dozen or so I've watched, I think Big Hoodies is a real good video. I hope they get on. But there really just isn't that many good videos this year.
I don't know if people are, you know, just pissed off that it's, you know, strictly a regional thing or what. You know, maybe people are thinking that it's just limited to competition cooks when it's really not.
Well, and that's a good point too. But they have gone out of their way to pay restaurateurs and caterers. I mean, anyone.
Maybe it just hasn't gotten out either. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when the word got out about season four auditions, you know, who are the first people that knew about it? The competition cooks. You know,
yeah.
I'm not sure of how many, you know, restaurateurs, you know, actually keep up with that that segment.
Right. Yeah. That's why I kept thinking of you, Ben, because I thought, man, was your background, dude, for Tennessee? You could have been the stuff.
Oh boy. Been nice.
Yeah. I mean, hey, anybody can win, right? Because that's the way
true.
I look at it.
Any given
Sunday,
just like cooking is the same way.
Right. Yep, totally agree with that. So some of the rumors I've heard, and I will post them as rumors because I don't get anybody in trouble who maybe accidentally shared information they shouldn't have. But rumors that I've heard, one of which, the Texas shoot is this weekend. So there's an event in Texas. Those pitmasters are filming this weekend. That'd probably be the first episode to air, which is what I understand is November 19th is the air date. There was everything, a leak. I don't know if it came out of Lockhart's barbecue. So they were confirmed as a team on a news story. So, like I said, filming is beginning. I do know the date of the Kentucky filming, which is, we'll call it mid-October. And I know the projected location, but I can't confirm that either. And my understanding is that the Missouri, they're going to film that at the Royal.
Hmm.
I mean, what about that?
that's pretty. I mean, I guess if you're going to film something somewhere, that would be the place to do it.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to set up that stage like in the Expo Center, Ben. And do that, like, as a main stage event.
Yeah. I would say, I would think it would be better outside amongst the crowd, but I could be wrong.
Well, I wonder how much of it they need shielded. You know what I mean? They're going to have to somewhat hide some of it. But at the same time, they want the crowd. I mean, you'd have to want the crowd there if you're doing it at the Royal. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I would agree on that, having it outside. I mean, especially, you know, if you're wanting to highlight, you know, regions of barbecue, and, you know, that's one of the highlights of Kansas City barbecue is the American Royal. I mean, why not show the crowd?
Hey, speaking of the AR, Ben,
mm-hmm.
I need to forward you an email if you want to get in and sell at the Royal this year.
If I want to get in and what now?
Do what we did last year at the Royal as far as sauce.
Okay, cool. I was getting ready to. I have a form. I was getting ready to send my stuff probably next week for the sauce competition at the Royal.
I definitely do that, but show up and. I don't know how many sales you'll make. I mean, ours was decent, but it was by the time we factored gas and the hotel. I mean, it was an experience to be there, but what it did give us is credibility with a lot of teams because they saw us there.
Yeah, I might could do it because, you know, with me having family there, that cuts down on a lot of expenses for me. I don't have no hotel, you know, and all that stuff.
And you got bodies.
Yeah,
you know,
I got my brothers there. I've got
too. Yeah, I would definitely look into that. In fact, let me look for this email, and I'll forward it to you real quick, man.
Okay, appreciate it.
Wayne, have you heard anything else, man? I know you and I were swapping some rumors back and forth earlier.
Obviously, I think they're going to want to film the Carolina episode, I would say, one of the weekends in October as well. I'm not sure which weekend. I'm actually trying to see if I can fish that information out right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not sure how much success I'm going to have, but we'll see. And, you know, if it's, you know, one of the weekends that I'm thinking about, there are, you know, each of the weekends, there's a pretty big barbecue-related event that's going on. You've either got the Eastern Carolina Barbecue Throwdown over in Rocky Mount, you've got the MBN event over here in Charlotte, and you've got the Lexington Barbecue Festival.
Well, what's coming up, and I guess I need to look at the Royal page or the Georgia, the GBA page. I got to think that Georgia's going to film in the next probably 2 weeks as well.
I would think so too. And of course, I'm not sure what I don't keep up as much with the GBA as, you know, as I probably should. But I'm trying to think of some major events that are going to be going on in that area.
Yeah, I don't know anything in that area, unfortunately. It's been. I need to do more in Georgia, not that far of a drive, and we have really abstained from it, and we got to stop that. We got to travel
yeah.
more.
But, so Wayne, it'll be interesting to see.
Wayne, last season you did a write-up on some of the videos and you know, some of the prelim stuff. Are you doing that again this year or season?
Yeah, actually tonight I just put together a quick blog post that's highlighting the videos that I've been able to find so far, and you know, just kind of putting them all together in one place so that people don't have to hunt and try to find them everywhere all over the internet.
If you put art out there, and that's fine that you do, please put the Danville video with it, because it does not make any sense unless you see the Danville video.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately I didn't do that, so I'll make sure to do that.
Well, thanks.
The battle
yeah, we can reference that
pot.
Video highly. That's right, Crockpot. I hate it because Rimpy, like the right when I posted that, he calls the first thing he says is Crockpot. I'm like, oh, I'll never live this down now. But that's okay.
No, but
let's see if I can find.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Our video is painfully boring compared to that first video. I feel like we're so campy in that first one that we needed to play a little straighter.
I definitely you know watched y'all's Danville video as I was heading down to Florida on vacation. That was seriously entertaining. You got my party vibe.
It's not hard though.
Nah, well, you know, I'm not cheap, but, you know, I'm LSL, so that's another story.
I put the Danville video link in the chat room for you if you want to grab it, or if anybody in the chat who's still listening to us just chatter back and forth, you know, if anyone else wants to check that out, you're welcome to. It's kind of become the you guys eavesdropping in on me, Ben and Wayne, just BSing, but that's okay. I needed an easy show today. It's hard to do all the hard-hitting journalism.
But, you know, it's, you know, trying to, you know, I can imagine trying to put together one of those videos is just really got to be just a major hassle and a major pain, you know, because, you know, trying to get everything right and, you know, it never happens and you have a bajillion outtakes and,
well, yeah, I mean, you just let the camera run, and you just do take after take after take after take. For us, where we were shooting it, we had to wait for a car to go by. Like, ah, oh, damn it, that car will wait, you know, because the car will be too loud. Or we had a whole, like, hour of shooting only to find that the cicadas in the trees behind us were so loud that that's all you could hear. It's just amazing what goes into having to shoot one of these things. I had no idea.
Yeah, there's a reason I've got a I've got a face for blogging and a voice for blogging.
There you go. Well, thankfully, Mike, I mean, he has a background in theater and production, so, you know, after shot, he just deals with all of it, all the editing and the blending of the audio and the music, and, you know, he's got the tougher job for sure. Ben, have you watched any of the season four auditions?
I've watched one with Lulu's. They're kind of around this area, I think up in, I think between here and St. Louis. That's the only one I've really seen.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a whole lot of them. Might as well check some out.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people have seen theirs. I know they pressed it pretty hard on Facebook and really tried to get people out there commenting on it and responding to it. And they have a pretty polarizing video.
Yeah.
They're...
Kind of cocky,
that's what there's got to be a bad guy, right? I mean,
yeah, so it's got to be one.
Yeah, and if that's you know the role that they want to play, more power to them. I know they can cook. They're a great team. That's not us. That's not to say that it's not needed and wanted in the world of barbecue. I mean, you know, we're pretty. We'll say what we think. I mean, we won't hide any of that, but. At the same time, we're not. I don't go out of my way to brag you. You know what I mean? It's a fine line. So.
Yeah, I've never met them. I mean, I'll probably see them down at the Smoking Aces contest, which is an NBN contest in a few weeks locally. I think they're cooking down there, and I'm gonna be cooking with Guadney Barbecue Team, friend of mine, Rick Dalton, and so I'll be cooking with them in that contest. I'll get a chance to meet them while down there.
Hey, I tore up some guac rib Memphis in May. You brought those things over, man. I was so hungry.
Yeah, those are my buddies over there.
Yeah, it's a good team, too, man. They always do pretty well.
Yeah, you know, they won it in 2005, the Memphis in May. So they know what they're doing, and I've been cooking with them, I guess, for, a year and a half.
I still believe it did not occur to you to put in a video, man. You were, now that I think about it, you were perfect. I mean, and not to throw out the, you know, the stereotypes or anything, but let's face it. A lot of the faces you're going to see on Pitmaster are, you know, typical Caucasian folks. There's not enough color.
No.
I think you could have got on. You speak well. You cook exceptional. You know what you're doing. I think you were a shoe-in. I think, really, you need to, since your brother's in Kansas City, you need to do a video real quick. Send it from Missouri, man.
Send it on in, huh?
Go for it.
I might have to think about that one.
Hey, dude, you ought to do it. I mean, what's it going to hurt? I mean, like I say, you can come out like the biggest tool on Pitmasters, but at least everybody knows who you are now.
There you go. That's true.
I mean, that's a lot of it, man. And it's being able to carry on a conversation and, you know, be somewhat well-spoken on the camera so you don't like a complete, you know, uneducated knucklehead. And I don't know that many people succeed in that in the barbecue community sometimes, but at the end of the day, most of us are just a bunch of rednecks who like to cook pig. I mean.
Yeah. You got a point.
I think you could have done it, man.
I guess the hard thing is just putting together the video, I guess. It's the effort. But...
You kind of have to decide from the get-go, am I going to be funny? Am I going to be just straight who I am? Am I going to have any, you know, stick to it, any sight gags? And speaking of, you know, bad sight gags, you know, some of the worst videos I've seen are the husband and wife videos.
That was pretty bad.
Which one do
you? I've seen one video with husband and wife, and he's got his two kids sitting behind it. Behind him, I felt sorry for the kids because they didn't seem like they wanted to be there.
Dad said, "Sit down and shut up."
It was. You know, I know you got to rehearse from some point, but it was just too rehearsed, I think.
Well, and a lot of them do come off that way. And one of the toughest skills is to be able to read basically a cue card and not sound like you're reading a cue card.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's harder than the sound.
It really is. And if it hadn't been for the time I spent in the Navy briefing pilots from cue cards, because I've done that so long, I don't keep information in my head. I always cite reference the information and then fill in the blanks around it. So I don't know how people on like these miniseries or television remember all their lines. There's no way in heck I can remember all that stuff.
No, it's hard.
Yeah. But I'm with you, man. The other pitmasterism on video that I hate is it'll be the two of them are sitting there all stone faced, right? And one of them's talking, and like they got to rehearse lines they're supposed to say together. So it's like, and we're blah 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 blah, and in unison, and we got the best barbecue ever. You know what I mean? And it never comes off right when you do that, ever. It looks like a high school, you know, drama club made that video. But you know, I hate to even know what you're laughing at.
Delayed reaction on my part. Don't pay any attention to me.
You were thinking of video, were you?
Yep.
I don't want to ask you who it is. I'll let you save space on that, man. I won't name that. All right, fellas. Well, I know we've belabored this show quite a bit, and we're filling air, so I won't make it any more uncomfortable than it already has been for everybody. But Wayne, have you got anything coming up to put out about your blog? Or?
You know, it's actually been kind of a crazy time in my life. I actually just accepted a new position in my daytime job, and going to be traveling for probably the next 2 to 3 weeks on that, so hopefully I'll be able to get around and, you know, find something to write about in that, you know, in that span of time. Hopefully in middle of October I'll be able to cook with Jim Loggins from Crow Creek Barbecue at an event here in North Carolina, and then after that, I have no idea.
Cool. Jim's good people, man. You'll learn a lot hanging out with Jim.
Oh yeah, he is. He was one of the people that I, you know, really was really glad to meet at Memphis in May, and you know, it's a great opportunity, you know, and any time I can go out and, you know, be somebody's pit bitch, I'm all right with that.
that's the first rule. As long as you're okay with that, you earn anything you want.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Ben, how about it, man? Give us some date, give us some contact info. Tell us how we can order some Q-Bone, man.
Well, you can order by, of course, going to the website at qbones.com. You can go there by qbones.com or q-bones.com. Either way, you're going to get there. So take your pick. So we've got the shopping cart up and running. And just go there and order it up. Contact information. I think my email and stuff is on the website if you need to get in touch with me. Love to chat about anything. So
follow Q-Bones on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, Facebook at Q-Bones BBQ is the URL. After Facebook, Q-Bones BBQ. And same thing with Twitter, is the same, Q-Bones BBQ Twitter. Although I don't tweet as much as I should, and it's something I got to probably put as a reminder to myself. You know, some of that social media stuff you can sometimes forget about if it's not somebody's particular, you know, trying to wear so many hats at one time. Some things you just overlook.
Yeah, Twitter for me has been more important to our company than Facebook has.
Okay.
And that's because a lot of barbecuers hide out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of guys, I mean, they're starting to get over on Facebook, but there's a lot of conversations that happen on Twitter that never hit Facebook, ever.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, if you had to, you know, spend your full time on all these social networks, it would be a full-time job. You wouldn't have time to do anything else.
No, you don't.
That is true. And hence my problem.
Yeah.
All I do is freaking social media, answer emails, pack. You know, it's just ridiculous.
You're just a social butterfly.
I am, and I like pulling my pork and rubbing my butt in long walks on the beach.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, have you seen the Danville video, Ben? Did I ask you that?
The Danville with the crock pots?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen it. I think okay. I've seen it as soon as you put it out. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was the other that's the other reference I've gotten quite a bit from that video is is about pulling my pork.
Yeah.
But
I think the crock pots really stuck out with me. That just really stuck out. Crock pots.
Yeah. We were going to do liquid smoke, and the problem is there's so many barbecue products that have liquid smoke in them that we want to offend anybody. So I was like, well, what's the next thing you can call out? I'm like, oh, it's all my crock pots. I mean, what do crock pots ever do to hurt anybody?
I've seen a big brand, barbecue brand. I had to say their name. They on their website, on the front page, they have a video talking about crock pot pulled pork.
I know it, man. I know it. And I hate it. Don't get me wrong, dude. I'll throw some wings up in a crock pot, let them cook all day. You know what I mean? Everybody does it. I love the crock pot, to be quite honest with you. I just hate when people try to pass off mushy meat that they dump barbecue sauce on that was in a crock pot as barbecue. It's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's the naming of it. It's okay to call it crock pot pork or whatever, but don't call it barbecue, please.
Well,
they're calling it barbecue.
They are. I mean, look at Subway when they came out with that pulled pork. Dude, that was nothing but a crock pot barbecue with some sauce up on it. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, the Burger King one wasn't any better.
Well,
I was there. They got that here. I couldn't take myself to order it the other day. That was at Burger King.
I did it. I ordered both the Texas and the Carolina. I had to find how bad it was, man.
I didn't get either one of those. I had the Memphis pulled pork one, and it was terrible.
Wow,
yeah,
man.
I mean, I'll give them this. The best part about it was the bun.
Yeah, the bun was good, right? That's what I said too.
Yeah, the bread was good. The meat was, I'm not really sure what it was, but probably crock potted and who knows what. And they had this extra whitish goo looking sauce. I'm not really sure what the heck that was, but some kind of flavored mayonnaise or something, because that's what everybody puts on their pulled pork sandwiches, mayonnaise.
Yeah. Wow. I knew better than to order the actual pulled pork, so I got the barbecue chicken, version of it. And the Texas one was terrible. It was too liquid smoke. It was bad. It did suck. But the Carolina one was very tangy sauce, which what it was didn't completely suck as bad as I thought it was going to.
I think that's a win for Burger King in that context.
Well, it certainly was in Subway. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Well, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to hang with the children a little early tonight. I usually take this thing at 9 o'clock, but we're going to cut it down at 8:30 and have a show. Everybody's listening, if you downloaded this, like I said, it's a little bit of a short show because Greg couldn't make it. Thanks for Ben and Wayne for dropping in. Go check out Wayne's blog. Add the URL, Wayne.
It is www.bigwaynerbbq.com.
And go buy 5 cases of barbecue sauce at, throw it out there, Ben.
www.qbones.com.
All right, fellas. I got to do more read, and then I'll close the show out. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Sounds great.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Shane.
All right, talk to you later. All right, folks. That's going to be our show for tonight. Before I cut up out of here, go check out Meat Rakes, meatrakes.com. I believe today or yesterday is Chris, the owner's birthday. Go look it up. Order a bunch of Meat Rakes. If you guys haven't checked out the Meat Rake, what are you waiting for, man? I mean, one of the best handheld products on the market for pulling pork and chicken and anything you can think of. I mean, the patented Meat Rakes are fantastic. They got 8 stainless steel tines. They won't corrode or rust. Got this ergonomically designed handle. To get your hands up out of that hot pork butt when you're trying to shred it. I mean, we use them every time we cook, man. I love the meat rakes. They go with us. They're part of our competition loadout. That's what we shred our meat with for our turning box pork that we place around our, you know, the money muscle and stuff. So you got to check them out. For $2, the meat rakes are the only way to go. So stop fingering your food, folks. Rake some meat, meatrakes.com. Go check them out. Tell them Dre Barbecue sent you. All right. That's going to be the show for this week. What do we want to play? You know what? You can't go wrong with some Johnny Lee Hook, man. I love that old dude. He recently had a birthday. Well, one of my favorite blues guys, been around forever. Got your love for the old blues cats that are still doing it, man. Love those guys. So thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Check us out next week. We got a lot coming up. A lot of traveling. I'm going to do some of these shows perhaps from the road, so it's going to get crazy up in here. So stay tuned, and I'll get backstage pass to all it is that we're doing out in Danville, out in Houston at the Hot Sauce Festival, back up in Owensboro, hanging out with some friends of ours that I can't really name yet, but I'll let you know as time gets closer who it is and we're doing it there. But it'll be cool, man. We're making our television debut on doing stuff up there. So we're real happy to be a part of it. Check out Chili Pepper Magazine. Our issue just came out today that features Draper's Barbecue and the rib challenge that we're going to go do. Paducah Life Magazine, we're in there this month. Casual Living Magazine, we did an interview in there this month. We're everywhere, folks. Go check it out and find out more about us. Support the people that are supporting us. Love, peace, and pork grease, folks, and we'll catch you next time.
We'll do it again, over. Laying down one night, heard Papa tell Mama. Heard Papa tell Mama. Look at that boy boogie. Got to come out. I felt so good. Went on Boogie, did the same. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down off of your feet. Your feet. How, 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 how. Hey, hey, hey.